This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself. The owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack, and this is season number 4. And on today's show, we got an episode you do not want to miss. So without a doubt, let's get it in.
Welcome to the Vision Live Network. You are now tuned in to the Slack is Talk podcast, hosted by film producer Jason Slack and presented by the Vision Live Network. The Vision Live Network is the home of a number of today's popular podcasts. Since you are already a fan, you might as well subscribe. Visit www.visionlivenetwork.com, go to the Slack is Talk podcast, then click the subscribe button. That's it. It's that simple. The show will be delivered to your device every time there is a new episode. Now you can hear all the talk from the 40 Vision man himself. Thanks for tuning in to the Vision Live Network, where you can experience our vision live. 40 Vision Films and Godstar Productions are two proud sponsors of the Vision Live Network, working together to bring us the best listening experience possible. 40 Vision Films and Godstar Productions, two marquee names in our industry today. For more information, visit 40visionfilms.com.
This episode of the Slack is Talk podcast is brought to you by the Jason Slack brand.
Welcome to another epic edition of the Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. And today is February 22nd, 2024. And I know, man, you know, sad times, man. It's the last episode of Black History Month. It's also the last week of February, period, man. And, you know, Black History Month, this is my favorite time, you know, time of the year here on the Slack is Talk podcast. Because it's Black History Month, and, you know, because February is just the greatest month of the year, you know, we only get 28 days, this year 29. You know, it's special, you know what I'm saying? It's special, and I hate to see it go. But on the other end, man, you know, it's a blessing to be here. I'm happy about all the feedback that I've been getting on all my episodes this month. And y'all know how I feel about that, man. You know, our Dr. Martin Luther King week and our Black History Month, I like to make sure I bring it, man. You know, I really love, like, honoring those that came before me. Those that paved the way for me to be free and to even have this podcast, man. It's the dawn of having a podcast, you know? Ownership, being able to own stuff, being able to, like, have your own creativity, you know what I'm saying? Your ideas and stuff like that, man. You know, I love to pay homage. I love to pay respect. And it just does wonders, man, when I hear, like, an older person, you know, give me props. You know, they tell me, like, yo, you was dead on about that episode, man. You know, yeah, it did. It happened exactly like that. You know, just the feedback, just the love. And I really appreciate that. I hate to see it go. And I want everybody that's celebrating or have already celebrated a birthday this month, make sure that y'all ride it out, man, and continue celebrating all month long, man. Like, this is the greatest month of the year. You know what I'm saying? I'm real about that, man. I really believe in that, man. You know, Black History Month, like, represented to the fullest. It doesn't matter if it passed already. It don't matter if it was yesterday. It don't matter if it's coming up in 2 days. All the days that we have left, you know what I'm saying? In the month of February, make sure y'all represent it. Make sure y'all celebrate it. Make sure y'all enjoy every second of it, man. This week's billion-dollar quote is by none other than Rosa Parks. You must never be fearful about what you're doing when it's right. So I came across that quote, man, and I felt like I had to put it on the episode, man. I had to, man. That quote and that statement, man, is so powerful, man. It speaks volumes, man. I had to go with it. So basically, what I get from it is, man, you know, when you know you're doing something right, when you know you really believe in something and you're passionate about it, go all out. You know what I'm saying? Go all out for it, man. Go all out. You know what I'm saying? Don't let nothing stop you. Don't be afraid of anything. Like, there should be nothing in the way because what you're doing is right. You know what I'm saying? And before I even knew that was one of her quotes, I always believed in that. You know what I'm saying? I always used that for an example. You know what I'm saying? I always used to tell people, like, the people that's doing wrong, or they know they're doing something wrong, they normally try to keep it a secret. You know, they don't tell people about it. They try to hide it. You know, they're quiet about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you doing something right, be about it, man. Don't show no fear. You know what I'm saying? Don't show no fear. Go for it. And I love Rosa Parks even more for that, man. You know, rest in peace. And thank you for, like, all you have done in Black History Month. But that's the quote. That's the billion-dollar quote of the week. Rosa Parks. Now, you know, let's jump right in. You know what I'm saying? Like, an important episode like this, you know, this being, like, the last Black History episode of the Slackers Talk podcast in 2024. I want this episode to be, like, straightforward. You know, get straight to business. Because on this episode, I wanted to do something new yet again. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to set, like, a standard. You know, and it also comes with, like, an important message, you know what I'm saying, behind this. Sometimes in life, it's not about the famous people that you have heard of. It's not about, you know, the big name people that everybody know. It's not about, you know, someone that was on TV before or something like that. Sometimes when you give props, when you give people their flowers and you give props and you show respect, you pay homage to Black History Month and, you know, all that good stuff. Sometimes it could also be somebody that you know. Somebody that played a big role in your life. You know what I'm saying? Like somebody that you could look back and you can honestly say that person is the reason why you make sure you celebrate Black History Month. Somebody that you can honestly say was really, like, besides a parent, was one of the first people that really, like, made sure, like, Black History Month, like, stuck with me. Like, somebody that made sure you understand the importance of it. Somebody that makes sure that you realize it's because of them all the things that you will be able to do in the future. And for me, you know, she might not be, you know, famous to the world, but for me, on this episode, I want to represent and I want to honor none other than my third grade and my fifth grade social studies teacher, Miss Glover. Now, for all y'all, you know, for my young audience out there, you know, I know they probably call it history, you know what I'm saying now, but back then when I went to school, man, it was called social studies, man. You know, that's what it was called, man. That's what I know, and that's what I'm going with. But some of y'all might say, you know, why your school teacher, dog? You know, what's special about that? Like, you know, you probably had many teachers and stuff like that. You know, how does this, like, what does this have to do with Black History Month? Well, you know, I'm going to tell you. Me being the person that I like to keep, you know, his ears to the street, and, you know, I like to hear things, and I have, you know, I have kids that was going to school. You know, I have kids that's still going to school. They're in college now. You know, they up there now, but they've been going to school for the last, you know, 12, 13 years, whatever it's been. You know, time goes so fast, man, I forgot. Or I don't remember how long. But, you know, things change over time. You know, there's a lot of people that come after you, and there's people that come before you, right? So, I want to tell you how, you know, Ms. Glover was special to me. The people that went to school before me, you know, the people that's older, they didn't have all the resources that we have today. Like take someone like my father, you know, he was born in 1938. And even myself, like, we didn't have, like, Google going to school where you could just, like, look somebody up real quick. You know what I'm saying? We had to go to an encyclopedia. Like, that's like an actual hardcover book with, like, it seemed like 900 pages in it. And you had to find what you was looking for. You know what I'm saying? Like, you had to actually find it. But before then, you know, they didn't have stuff like that. You know, back when my father was going to school, and, you know, even my older sisters and brothers and stuff like that, you know, times was older, so, you know, it was older, like, things were new and stuff like that. Like, you didn't have, you know, the world evolves, you know what I'm saying? Like, you had a black and white TV then, now you got flat screens, now you got TVs that turn, you know what I'm saying? Like, all kind of stuff, digital, you know what I'm saying? School is the same way, you know, in a lot of ways back then, you know, instead of teachers teaching things, students were still going through it. You know what I'm saying? If that makes sense. Instead of learning, things were still happening. And things are still happening today, you know what I'm saying, without a doubt. But it was like more so, you know, even worse back then. You know what I'm saying? If that makes sense. So that's the older crowd. So, like, to the newer crowd, you know, from experience, because I got kids in school, I hear stuff like, you know, well, the teachers don't teach us that. You know what I'm saying? They're not teaching us about our own people. You know, the schools only got certain things at certain times they want to teach. And they got a curriculum, or they got a set they got to follow. And that's that. You know, they put stuff like that on the back burner and see if they can actually get to it. You know, stuff like, you know, I hear excuses and stuff like that. Then you have teachers that they don't want you to know. You know what I'm saying? They don't want you to know this stuff. They don't want you to know because they don't care about it. You know what I'm saying? They didn't grow up like you did. You know what I'm saying? They didn't grow up the same way, you know, things that you care about, they don't, you know, they're not from the same culture, You know what I'm saying? People keep stuff from you. You know what I'm saying? Knowledge is like the most powerful thing. You know what I'm saying? And please believe, like, everybody don't want you to have it. You know, so that's stuff like that is going to go on to the end of time. You know, people not, you know, teaching things and keeping stuff from you and things. That's going to continue going on to the end of time. But my teacher, my social studies teacher, Ms. Glover, man, you know, when I say, like, I'm blessed, I was blessed. And, you know, back then I was a kid, you know, I didn't realize, like, what was happening in front of me. You know, I wasn't able to process it like I am now. But, like, my teacher, I'm fortunate to have, excuse me, I'm fortunate to say, to be able to say that I had a teacher that was about that life. You know what I'm saying? Like, she was really about that life. Like, she went out her way, and I know y'all heard me talk about this a number of times, and it's so important, man, that I had to give her an episode, man. I had to do it. She went out of her way to make sure that, you know, we knew about our people, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it wasn't, I was going to say the word fake. You know how people do stuff? Like, some people do stuff just because of their job. And, you know, it's a paycheck and they take care of the family or whatever. Nah. You know, don't get me wrong. That might be the case. Like, she had, you know, we got to have a job. You know what I'm saying? But, no. Like, she lived it. Like, the whole African culture, the whole black culture, everything. Like, she dressed. Like, she wore the clothes, everything. She had all the symbols and everything representing that in the classroom. She spoke like it. You know, the whole entire presentation was there. Like, it's 1,000% real with Ms. Glover. You know what I'm saying? She went out her way to make sure that we knew about our people. And so much so that I didn't really probably realize it at the time, but she even went against the school curriculum. And what that is just like I mentioned, you know, a couple of minutes ago, you know, we like to think that our teacher is responsible for teaching us. And that's true to a certain degree. But what some people don't know is the actual school already has like a, should I call it like a set or a plan, so to speak, of like what they want to teach in certain semesters. Like, you know, this semester they want to do this. They want to teach this. They want to teach that. They want to, you know, teach that. And if it has nothing to do with Black History Month, then just so be it. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Nah. Ms. Glover went and was doing her thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm making sure that my people knew what's going on. And the school respected that. They respected that. Because it was real. Like, who better? Who better to teach it than somebody that actually lives it? You know what I'm saying? Not only know about it, but actually lives it. And when I tell you that she's the reason why I know about, you know, I first knew about Black History Month, I'm not saying it just to say it, man. It's real. And when I come back from commercial break, I'm going to talk to you about some of the stuff, man, that she used to do. Y'all keep it locked. It's the talk of the town now. What's up, Slackers Talk community? We back with another Slackers Talk question of the week. And the question is, what is your favorite reality TV show? And the nominees are Basketball Wives, Love and Hip Hop, Black Ink, and growing up hip hop. Now, this is one of the tougher ones. You know what I'm saying? I get into reality TV. I watch and see how they do it. You know what I'm saying? How it's filmed, stuff like that. Like I said, you got to be a fan of what you do. This is a good one, man. Like, I could honestly say I know about all 40s. I'm not into Basketball Wives because, I mean, you know, I've seen it come across the screen, like commercials and stuff like that. I'm not so much into that one, but like, I'm a big fan of Love and Hip Hop. I've been watching that since it came out. You know, as far as like New York, they don't run that one no more, but they had New York, Atlanta, they had LA, and they got Miami, right? So I'm a big fan of all four of those. I'm a big fan of Black Ink and Growing Up Hip Hop with Angela Simmons and all of them. So, like I said, I'm a fan of all three of those. You know, I know about all four of them. So for me, you know, when I think about the best, part of being the best is longevity. It's like, you know, who been doing it the longest? You know, who been going the longest? Who been the most successful? Who has the biggest track record? And for me, it's Love and Hip Hop. You know what I'm saying? Love and Hip Hop, I know they gotta be going on like at least like 10, 15 years strong. Like I said, you know, they doing it in four different cities. You know, or at least it was in four different cities. And it's just been going, you know what I'm saying? Like, season after season, you know what I mean? So, when you get a new season, you know what that mean? Like, people tuning in, you know what I mean? There's some success there, so you know what I mean? So, on this one, I'm gonna go longevity. I'm gonna go biggest track record. You know, who been doing it the most and who's the most successful. And to me, that's Love and Hip Hop. Now, let's move on over to this week's Wednesday night versus battle. And for this one, it's just a matter of like who you got. And man, you know, y'all hit me hard on this one, man. It's like two legends, man. Two icons, man. You know, we use the word icon loosely, man. But like this one is like fitting, man. I'm talking about two people that's synonymous with music, man. We talking about Michael Jackson versus Prince. And it's like, man, you know, man, when I say icons, man, I'm talking about icons, man. Like, man, you know, two people that everybody love, man, you know. For me, you know what I'm saying? For me, I'm going to go with the person I resonate the most with. You know, obviously, I love them both. Big fans of both. Rest in peace to both. It's like, you can't talk enough about what they did for music, for the music business, for the music industry itself, man, you know, as far as like impact. But for me, you know, growing up, I knew more about Michael Jackson. You know what I'm saying? The Jackson 5, legendary. And you know, he was the one that was there when I was growing up, you know what I'm saying? I remember like hearing like all of his songs, and you know, I know just about, you know, all of his songs versus I can't really say that I know all of Prince's songs, if that makes sense. So you know, on this one, I'm just gonna go with who I know the most, who I grew up listening to, who, you know, I grew up knowing. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's just a matter of like who you resonate the most with. And for me, man, it's Mike. You know what I'm saying? It's Mike Jackson, man, all the way. You know what I mean? Thriller. You know what I'm saying? I got to go with Mike Jackson on that one. And that concludes this week's Slack and Social segment of the show. And I can't wait to see what y'all got again for me next week. If you are a musician, DJ, podcaster, radio host, or you do anything dealing with an audio platform, check out a company called Sonar. They specialize in musical WordPress themes and services. If you are looking for a good MP3 audio player for your radio station or something to showcase selling your music online, Sonar is right for you. They have hundreds of professional templates for you to choose from and to give you the look you're looking for. visit sonar.io. That's SONAAR.io. And set yourself apart from the competition. And welcome back here on the Talk of the Town Now, man, where unfortunately, man, it's the last week and the last episode of the Slackest Talk podcast, Black History Month in 2024. A sad day, man. Hate to see it go. But before we left out, man, I was talking to y'all about something real, man. You know, somebody that might not be famous to the world, but still, like, instrumental, man. My fifth grade social studies teacher, Ms. Glover, you know, I was telling, you know, talking to y'all about how important she was to me. And for me, you know, Black History Month, you know, she's the reason why, you know, I know how important Black History Month is. And I could say, like she inspired, you know, me starting Black History Month here on the Slackest Talk podcast in February. You know, if it wasn't for her, man, Black History Month would probably be just another word, like just another phrase, just another saying. But, man, you know, she really lived that life. And, man, you know, the things that she used to do in class, you know, I didn't really realize how important it was at the time. It's one of those things where, you know, when people say this, like, you never really know how big something is, you know, when you're going through it. You know what I'm saying? You don't really realize how big it was until you get older and you look back on it. You know what I'm saying? The impact and, you know, the time that was spent, you know, the time that she spent, you know, living it and teaching it. And, you know, the things, the degree of difficulty that she had to use to do these things. Now, and today, you know, I'm gonna show you like what I mean, like, you know, the difficulty that she had to go through to teach us this, right? To do some of the things, right? Now today, you know, man, we got all kind of technology, man. Like I said earlier, we got Google, you know what I'm saying? We got YouTube, we got voice recorders, we got screen recorders, we got GPS on our phones. We got all kind of devices and stuff that we could use, you know what I'm saying, right now to help us out, to help us get information and to record stuff and what have you, right? But just think back in the 90s, you know what I'm saying, the late 80s, early 90s, where it was none of that, you know what I'm saying? Like, even though, like, there was no screen recorders and all that stuff, like, she still had Dr. Martin Luther King, like his quotes, like she still had it on VHS tapes so we could listen to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, just think about that for a minute. Now, like right now, all you got to do is hit like download and bam, just like that, you got it. But there was no like download button back then, dog. Like you actually had to like sit through the entire speech. Like, if you wanted to record that, like, you had to, like, it had to play through the entire speech for you to get that. There's no download button where, like, you could take a 45-minute speech and it could download and you could have it in a couple of seconds. Nah, it was none of that back then. We ain't have that. We ain't know nothing about that. That's the same thing with, like, any information that she taught. Like, this wasn't, like, from a click of a button, man. Like, she really had to do this stuff. Like, we didn't know at the time. Like, of course, we didn't know at the time because we didn't know downloads was going to come 20 years later. You know, we only living for the day. You know what I'm saying? We only going with what we got now. You know what I'm saying? We didn't know about, like, YouTube back then. All of this stuff was, like, straight from her. Like, there was no shortcuts, man. Like, no fast way out. Like, she had to really do that. You know what I'm saying? And that just, like, that makes it all the more impressive. That shows, like, how serious she was about this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember, like, we used to have, like, little, I was about to say contests, but, like, projects, like, connected to our homework and stuff like that. I remember, like one time, you know, I forgot what it was, but we all had to, you know, we had to dress up, like, African gear. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever you chose, right? And not just, like, wear an outfit or something like that, but you had to think of a creative way to present it to everybody. And I know y'all gonna laugh. Y'all gonna laugh at me, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all gonna laugh, man. But my memory is on point with this. My memory is on point, man. And like I said, man, it was the 90s. Like, this is another one of those things that was new to us. You know what I mean? So, you know, I had the outfit and everything. And I wore mine backwards. You know what I'm saying? I wore mine backwards on purpose. And the reason why, don't ask me why, man, but it was like, it was in honor of Criss Cross. You know, the kid music group Criss Cross, So Def, Jermaine Dupri, they came out with the song Criss Cross Will Make You Jump. And, you know, they one of the first kids, I think, to do it. You know what I'm saying? It was like, it was more like a presentation type thing. They wasn't really lyrical like that. But, you know, they would come out, they would do, you know, make dance music. They would wear their clothes backwards and stuff like that. And at the time, like, that was kind of new. That was like something that we never had seen before. Like the clothes backwards, the colorful clothes and all that kind of stuff. Like, they came out, they was different. You know what I'm saying? They was different. And they had everything going for a minute. You know what I'm saying? They had the industry going for a minute. They really did. Like, they was the new kids on the block for a second. And, you know, I wore mine, you know, backwards. You know, like, imitating them. And she would just, like, find a way to, like, make it, to make sure we understood the seriousness of it. You know, making sure we knew our people. But she would also, like, make it fun. You know what I'm saying? At the same time, she'll let you, like, bring your element to the table. Like let you learn it. You know, she's going to teach it and you're going to learn it. But she'll let you add, you know, your kind of flavor to it. Like, your element. Like, the things that you're into, whether it be music or movies, whatever. You know what I'm saying? She always made it fun and made it interesting. She made it so that you wanted to learn about it. You know what I'm saying? And that set her up to be different from all the other teachers. And I remember, like, another first for me in her class. Like, so the movie Malcolm X came out, I believe, in 1992. You know what I'm saying? 1992, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling my age or whatever, but 1992. The movie came out on the first day that it came out. I believe it came out on, I think movies either come out on Wednesdays or Fridays. First day it came out, we went to go see that joint. She made sure, like, I don't know how she pulled it off, man. You know, she turned that into a class trip. You know what I'm saying? Like, she turned that into a class trip. She was like, her students need to be able to go on a class trip. They need to see this movie. They need to know about Malcolm X. And just think about, like, the drawback she had to go through. Like, you know, the financial part of it. Like, whoever's associated, you know, with the school's budget. And financial department, you know, they saying, you know, we ain't got enough money to cover this. You know, we don't think this is a good idea, blah, 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 blah. Now, don't get me wrong. Like, you know, we had to come out of pocket, too. I think it was like $10 or so or something like that. You know, because we had to get a bus, school bus. You know what I'm saying? So, like, just imagine, like, the drawback. Like, that was at the time, like, that was the first time like for us, that was like the first time we ever like did something like that. Like as far as like going to the movies, you know what I'm saying? That was kind of like unheard of at the time. You know, even though, you know, we know it's Malcolm X and it's educational and everything, but most school trips you think of is like, you know, museums, going to see some art, you know what I'm saying? Like a foundation, you know, something like that. But never going to the movies, man. Like that was like the first, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know she had to like pull some strings or go do some stuff, man, to pull that one off. But mind you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, all the parents, the school board, the parents, the rest of the teachers, everybody had to be on board for that. And not to mention, man, you know, the movie itself was 3 hours long. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was, you know, I enjoyed every minute of it. And, you know, that was like the first, you know, when you're young, you really don't pay attention to stuff like that. But, like, on the average, man, like, the average movie is like an hour and a half. You know what I'm saying? Hour and 40 minutes. I like all my films to be like at least an hour 45. I think, like, you know, that gives people time to, like, get deeper into it. You know what I'm saying? It's not too long. It's not too short. That was, like, the first movie, like, I knew of to go that long. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we learned a lot, man. We learned a lot. We enjoyed it. You know, we got to know the stuff that, not only the stuff that she taught us about Malcolm X, you know, like, the obvious things and stuff like that, but we also, like, learned stuff that we didn't know. You know what I'm saying? So we got both sides of the spectrum. And from that point on, like, I think every class that she had after that, you know, it was like the same thing. Like when there was a movie or, you know, some kind of opportunity that presented itself, you know, when there was something dealing with our culture, you know, our history, our legacy and stuff like that, whenever the opportunity presented itself, you know, she was allowed to do that. And, you know, just in general, like, Miss Glover, she was very, very detailed, man. When I tell you, like, she knew it all about, like, Black history, our culture, our legacy and everything. When I tell you she knew it all, she went down the line, man. Like, she left no stone unturned. Like, I'm talking about, you know, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks, Marcus Garvey, Jesse Jackson, Nelson Mandela, and the list goes on and on and on. And speaking of details, right, and this is just like another one of those things where, you know, we was too young to understand, right? We was too young to understand what was going on, right? Speaking of detail, right? You know, as I look, you know, into the entertainment field today, right? Like, I do podcasting, right? So, you know, just like I tell y'all each and every episode, you know, you need to be a fan of what you do. You know what I'm saying? You need to be a fan. You know, you need to, like, watch, listen, and learn some pointers and watch how other people do it sometime. And, you know, you can incorporate things your own way as you see fit. There's always somebody that was doing it before you. You know what I'm saying? So it's always, like, new stuff to be learned, right? So one of the things that I picked up on in entertainment was, like, I noticed, like, a lot of radio stations, some other podcasts, even, like, you know, some, a lot of YouTube shows, like, YouTube networks, video, it doesn't matter, like, video or audio. Like, a lot of people, like, incorporate what I call, like, on this day. And basically, like, what on this day means is, like, you know, like, say, today is February 22nd, right? So, like, just give you an example, you know, just an example. You know, my history teacher, Ms. Glover, would know, yo, today, you know, February 22nd, today is Marcus Garvey's birthday. Or on this day, you know, Harriet Tubman went back to, you know, so-and-so and freed three slaves. She knew facts. She knew dates. She knew times. She had, like, what we call receipts. You know what I'm saying? Receipts. This is before, like I said, like, this is before Google, man. This is before YouTube. This is before all that digital stuff, man. Like, all that. And, like, just in case you think, like, radio do that, like, on this day and stuff like that. Nah, my fifth grade teacher, Miss Glover, used to do on this day. Like, back then in the early 90s, man. Like, on this day. Like, without Google. Without the smartphone. Without tablets. You know what I'm saying? She's the original. You know? And then when I come back, I want to talk to y'all about the importance of having somebody that you actually know in your corner like this. Versus, like, you know, somebody famous all the time or somebody that we all know. I want to go through the difference real quick, and I want to show you and tell you the benefit of having somebody that you actually know. Y'all, don't go nowhere, man. It's the Talk of the Town now. Today's Throwback Thursday classic film is a movie called Ray. A couple of weeks ago here on the Slackest Talk podcast, you heard me do an episode on my man Ray Charles. Now I'm giving you the Throwback Thursday movie called Ray, about the man himself. Man, this movie is classic. You know, all I really have to do is tell you, man, it's about Ray Charles, man. You know what I'm saying? That should tell you enough right there, but it pretty much covers everything. It dives deep into his life. It shows, you know, his struggle with being blind. You know, losing his brother at a young age, his mother showing him that tough love, you know, him being out on his own, being out on the road, and just overall, like I talked about on the episode, man, being a musician and being, you know, dealing with being blind, how he was able to overcome that, and as well, like, the main thing is how, you know, he struggled and he had to go through racism, man. Like, that's the overall message. Like, even though, you know, he had a lot of things, you know, against him, a lot of things hindering him, he still was able to push forward and make it out and do what he needed to do to become great. So overall, like, just a great movie, man, a biopic, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's nothing like a biopic about, you know, somebody that's great, you know? I feel like even if you know him and you haven't seen the movie, go ahead and see it anyway, because I'm sure it's something in there. It's always something in there that you didn't know. It's always something in there that you didn't know. So today's Throwback Thursday classic film is called Ray, after the man himself, Ray Charles. Y'all go see that. You know what the most important thing about building a brand is? Deciding who handles all your web development and marketing needs. VisionWorks is the one-stop shop for all your business needs. The team at VisionWorks provides all services like logos, website design, hosting, emails, service, and much more. You can even buy everything you need from their store. Just go to visionlivehosting.com and choose from thousands of business products and plans. Start today and thank me later. It's the Talk of the Town now. We back. Thanks for staying with me, man. We here chopping it up. Another epic edition, man, of the Slackest Talk podcast. And like I was saying all episode long, man, the last episode of Black History Month 2024 here on the Slackest Talk, man. And I'm going out with a bang, man, a bang. And, you know, to close out and also continue where we left off, I want to stress to you the importance of actually, like, knowing somebody versus this, like, you know, famous people or celebrities that y'all know of, you know. I want to tell y'all, you know, what I'm going to show you or talk to you about the difference. And I want to also talk to you about how it helps more when you actually, like, know the person. You know? Like, on this Black History Month, when we celebrate Black History, I want to celebrate every person that contributed to our culture. You know what I'm saying? Whether that's through music, whether that's, you know, being an activist, whether it's just a regular person, you know what I'm saying, living life on the street, whether it's a school teacher, you know what I'm saying? Anybody that paved the way and contributed deserve their flowers. Now, you know, I'm just one person here on the Slackers Talk. You know what I'm saying? I don't know everybody. I wasn't born every year. You know what I'm saying? I'm only, you know what I'm saying? I'm an 80s baby. So, you know, I don't know everybody in the 70s. I don't know everybody in the 60s. I wasn't here. You know what I'm saying? So I got to go through, you know, research, word of mouth, things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? So we're not going to be able to catch everybody, right? But for the ones we do catch and the ones we do know, you gotta make sure that people don't forget. You know what I'm saying? You gotta make people remember. You gotta honor them. You gotta keep it going. You know what I'm saying? You definitely gotta keep it going, because if we don't, nobody will. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes, like, we might get caught up in, you know, famous people. Like, famous people and the people that everybody know about. And like I said, you know, don't get me wrong, I love those people too. You know, I love Dr. Martin Luther King. I love Malcolm X. You know what I'm saying? I love Rosa Parks. You know, that's, you know, those are the people that generally everybody know or everybody should know. But sometimes, you know, you got people that's right there in front of you. And that could be a huge benefit to you over some of the famous people. And I want to explain why. See, like, Malcolm X and Dr. Martin Luther King, right? I use those two because those are, you know, two of the first people that I learned about. And nobody would be able to take away what they have done. You know what I'm saying? Nobody. But now, take me for example, right? I can't change, like, reality. You know what I'm saying? My reality, I was born in the 80s. And, you know, both of those guys, unfortunately, passed away before I got on this earth. So, you know, I only know them to, you know, do research, do my teacher, you know, Miss Glover, as we talking about today, you know, we giving her flowers. My teachers, that was good enough, you know, that felt the need to make sure I knew those guys, and my parents, and my own research. Or if I ever came across anybody that, you know, anybody else that was about that life, that, you know, that talked about those things, you know what I'm saying? That's the only way I can know about those guys. I would never, but one thing is, I would never be able to live it. You know what I'm saying? I would never be able to say, unfortunately, I would never be able to say, man, I saw Dr. Martin Luther King's speech on TV, or I actually heard it live on the radio, or I actually got a chance to shake his hand. I got a chance to meet him. Or I got a chance to witness the reaction of the world when he gave, you know, one of his famous speeches. I never experienced having a conversation with somebody about how they felt about him while he was still living. You know what I'm saying? Those are, unfortunately, like, things that I won't never be able to change. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't here during that time. I wasn't alive during that time. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't on earth. But I was here. I was living with Miss Glover. I got a chance to talk to Miss Glover. I got a chance to see how, like, other people felt about her. like the reaction to when she took us to see the movie, Malcolm X. The reaction to where, you know, we had to wear those clothes and we was doing those projects. You know, I got a chance to live through that. And because I lived through that, I actually got a chance to feel the impact of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, I went through that. I experienced that. And as I said earlier, you know, as most times, you know, we don't know how big something actually is until, like, after the fact. Until you look back and say, damn, you know, we did that. Or, you know, yo, that was major. Yo, that's the reason why I know about so-and-so. You know what I'm saying? It takes time to actually, like, kick in. It doesn't happen, like, right then and there. I had to finish school to be able to say, man, you know, Miss Glover was the only teacher that really went out her way to show us this or to teach us that. Miss Glover was the only one that really, like, you know, she was the first one and the only one that, like, took us to the movies. It took time. You know, I had to finish school to be able to say that. You know what I'm saying? So, you never know how big a deal something really is until years later. You know what I'm saying? When everything, like, settles down and it starts to take shape. And, you know, the advantage, because I lived it, this is an episode that I didn't have to do research on because I lived it. I met her. You know what I'm saying? She was one of my teachers. You know what I'm saying? I lived it. I didn't have to, like, look through a book or Google anything. I lived it. And you could witness, you know, the moral of the story, you could witness greatness through your research. Like, you know, looking at people that came before you, you could realize greatness on TV. You could realize greatness on the basketball court. You could realize greatness on the podcast. You know, there's a number of ways that you can witness greatness. But as far as, like, the greatness that would have the biggest impact on you, it would probably be somebody that you know because you lived it. You got a relationship with that person. Like, you know, you was in the mix with that person. And, man, I could say, like, it's because of her, you know, I don't have that problem of being able to say that my teacher didn't teach me this or the school wasn't going for that. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have that problem. I didn't have the problem of, man, you know, I sure wish, like, somebody would explain, like, what Black History Month really is. You know what I'm saying? She drove all those things home, man. Like, I can honestly say, like, she's the reason why, like, I know about Black history. Like, I could truly say, like, she's the reason why I know how much is important it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's the reason why I incorporated that into my podcast, man. You know what I'm saying? It's deep. It's deep. And that's something, like, I'll never forget. Like, the impact. Because I actually, like, know this person. So, I want you to, like, recognize greatness in all shapes, forms, places, all that good stuff. Like, it's good to know, like, famous people. It's good to know, like, all the people that everybody else know. But, like, your greatest impact will come from somebody that you actually know. Because you can resonate with that person. And on this episode, man, you know, this final episode on Slackers Talk, Black History Month in 2024, I wanted to give my flowers to somebody that I know, somebody that had an impact, and I felt like I couldn't do Black History Month without telling y'all about the person who taught me that there is a Black History Month. And on this episode, I just want to say, Ms. Glover, I appreciate it. I can truly say, like, you the first one to, like, do this. You went hard each and every day. You know what I'm saying? You went out your way. I know you had to go against the grain on a lot of things. And, you know, people in the class, we were too young to understand that at the time. You know what I'm saying? We were too young to understand what was going on. So I know you had a battle. You went against the grain on a lot of different things. But at the end, it worked. It definitely worked. It definitely worked. I know there's a lot of other students, a lot of other people that look back and they appreciate that. They appreciate what you did. And I want to close out by saying, you don't just teach Black history. You are a part of Black History Month. I appreciate it, and I'll never forget it. This is the Slackest Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. And thank you. Thank you for rocking with me. Another successful Black History Month here on the Slackest Talk Podcast. I thank y'all for the appreciation, all the love, all the feedback. And next week, man, you know, we'll continue on our regular journey, our regular show. We go get it in. I look forward to talking to y'all, man. Y'all be safe. And we'll talk again next week. Peace.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.